Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, December 3rd, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Until the implementation of the new uniform, production on some current uniform garments will be restarted. We have worked with CentOS to establish a process where you can place an order for these pieces with your 2010 uniform points, even though some current uniform items are being manufactured and are not planned for delivery until late spring or early summer of 2011. In other words, you will have the ability to backorder uniform items not yet manufactured using your current point allocation. Please contact your domicile uniform coordinator if you have any questions or need additional assistance not available through CentOS customer service. In addition, uniform points for 2010 must be used by 23:59 hours Central Standard Time on December 31, 2010, and will not roll over for use in 2011. We encourage you to place your orders well in advance of that date so you don't find yourself trying to order needed uniform items on New Year's Eve. You can view your point balance, place an order, or track your last order on the CentOS website. You can access the CentOS website via the Useful Websites link found on the homepage of our website. Our negotiating committee and representatives from the Master Executive Council wrapped up a busy week on the road, continuing our merger and negotiations town hall meetings. The well-attended meetings this week began in Las Vegas on Tuesday, followed by San Francisco on Wednesday, and concluded yesterday in Honolulu. The last meeting this year will be held in Boston next Friday, December 10th, at the Hilton Boston Logan Airport at 10 a.m. The remainder of the meetings for the councils not yet visited will be held in early 2011. The town hall meetings afford you an opportunity to receive a comprehensive update on the status of our Section 6 negotiations, as well as interact with our negotiating committee and ask questions and provide your feedback. Check the AFA website for additional details. As we reported to you last week, United is conducting a survey regarding past travel benefits for a combined United Continental Airlines. Past travel is a benefit that is important to all of us, and the impact of change to this program could affect benefits to not only ourselves, but our dependents, eligibles, and retirees. Past travel is something we all value. For many, past travel is a vital component of our employment. The current past travel benefit reflects these priorities and is a result of many years of coordinated hard work and effort by the Past Travel Committee. United has stated they are going to utilize the input of this survey to base the new past travel program upon. However, there are some pitfalls to keep in mind. In the introduction to the survey, there is a great amount of detail comparing the two policies. We recommend you take a sufficient amount of time to fully read and understand the intricacies and differences between the two current policies. There are several provisions of the current Continental program that appear to be favored by management, including one component that provides management with a higher boarding priority than other employees, regardless of seniority. Many of these questions are towards the end of the survey, which is lengthy and convoluted, so you should be vigilant to answer carefully throughout the entire survey. The answers to other survey questions are based on previous questions, or set up choices for subsequent questions, or have wording that makes it difficult to answer because multiple issues, such as boarding priority and unaccompanied eligibles, appear in the same question, creating confusion because you are required to give a single response to a multi-topic question. While this survey is not the way we believe the interest of flight attendants will be best served, the survey is currently the only way to provide your input. We continue our advocacy through the Past Travel Committee, along with representatives from the other unions. You are encouraged to take part in the survey and voice your concerns and opinions. The United Survey is open now and will remain open until 11:59 p.m. Central Time, Wednesday, December 8, 2010. A link to the survey is available on our website. Approximately 140 pilots picketed United's corporate headquarters on Wacker Drive this past Wednesday. The major dispute revolves around United's plans to outsource additional pilot jobs by introducing 70-seat regional jets to be operated by regional carriers such as United Express. Pilots for both United and Continental have called on management to gradually stop the outsourcing of flying traditionally flown by them as a provision of the joint pilot contract they have been working towards. However, management has angered the pilots by scheduling United Express flights into Continental's two largest hubs, Houston and Newark. Continental pilots also claim the new outsourced flights violate a clause in their existing contract that prohibits Continental from code-sharing flying to any regional jet that is larger than 50 seats. According to Captain Wendy Morse, the chairman of the United Pilots Union, this is not a great way to start our relationship. Management and the pilots' unions have agreed to expedite arbitration on the code-sharing issue. In the meantime, they will move ahead in their negotiations for a joint contract. Phase 3, or tertiary vacation bidding for 2011, is currently open and will remain open until 08:30 local time this Tuesday, December 7th. If you wish to check the vacation day allotments that remain, you may do so through DIS star 14161 in Unimatic for domestic allocations by domicile and DIS star 14162 for international allocations by domicile. United has announced a system-wide bid for special leaves of absence for the three-month period of January, February, and March 2011. AFA has advocated for leaves to be offered at every domicile. Should you choose to bid for this leave, it is important to carefully review the company's special leave of absence information, particularly as it pertains to insurance, past travel, vacation, and sick leave accrual. Special leave status will affect each of these benefits. It could also affect seniority accrual if on special leave for more than 180 days in a 12-month period per Section 23B of the contract. Bidding is now open and will close December 15th at 08:30 Central Time. More information on the special leave is available in the Schedule section of UnitedAFA.org. Our sisters and brothers at U.S. Airways and America West face a pivotal moment in their single contract negotiations. They expect this coming Tuesday, December 7th, 2010, that their management will present a comprehensive merged agreement proposal containing all sections of the contract. These flight attendants have been in negotiations and merger process for 11 years under an obsolete contract containing 8 years of frozen wages for the America West Group and 5 years for both groups in negotiations. This Tuesday, they are urging anyone in the Phoenix area to join them for a visible demonstration of solidarity. Setting aside pickets, chants, and leafleting for the day, AFA CWA flight attendants and their supporters will wear black and come together at their corporate headquarters. The purpose of this demonstration is to send a clear message to their management that these flight attendants insist on adequate raises, affordable health care, fair vacation, and other contract improvements that are long overdue. If you will be in Phoenix on this date, we encourage you to join the protest and support these fellow AFA CWA members in their fight for a fair contract. For more information, contact the AFA Council 66 office in Phoenix at 480-966-1231 or visit www.afa66.org. The latest edition of the Dear AFA Industry editorial was recorded yesterday by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Listen to the message at 1-800-DEAR-AFA option 5 or online at www.unitedafa.org in the Dear AFA section. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.